Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Mixtape Theology, where my mixtape partner, Dr. Ashley, and I like to look at the theology behind our favorite 90s contemporary Christian music and poke fun at 90s Christian culture, at least just a little bit. I'm your host for this one, Rachel Cash. Today we are going all the way back to 1991 to Charlie Peacock's song, When I Stand With You. In 1991, I was 10 years old. I had not yet discovered CCM and therefore did not discover this song until well into my adulthood. But this is one of those songs that is simple yet profound. It's one of those songs that you can meditate on and grow with over time, as it has for me. It's a song that as the years go by, the lyrics seem to ring more and more true as we long for the day when we will see Jesus face to face. When I Stand With You was written by Mr. Peacock and appears on his album, Love Life. This is the album with the original version of In the Light, which was so famously covered by DC Talk. This was the last song on the album, and it begins with just a piano and Charlie's voice. And as the song continues, it transforms into a rich and almost ethereal sounding song with additional vocals and orchestral strings. It's a very unique sounding song, and in some ways, it almost sounds like it might belong in a fantasy movie. So we're going to look at the lyrics. Here's a portion. I've tasted the cup of mercy, mercy sweet. I've tasted the cup of grace, grace so sweet. And after all my days are done, perfect love I'll see when I stand with you, Lord, in glory. When I stand with you, Lord, I will not be alone. Together with the multitude, I'll stand before your throne. And when I stand with you, Lord, perfect I will be when I stand with you, Lord, in glory. For me, this song brings up several biblical passages. First, Charlie sings, I've tasted the cup of mercy and the cup of grace, and we can contrast that with the cup of wrath that Jesus uses in John 20:20 when he says at the Last Supper, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. As Martin Luther called it, it's the great exchange. Jesus took our sin and gives us mercy, grace, and righteousness. The next part of the song says that after all my days are done, perfect love I'll see. And the second verse goes on to say, perfect I will be. So perfect love I'll see and perfect love I will be. And when we stand with the Lord in glory. For this, we can refer back to 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. At the beginning of the episode, I spoke about how this song can really grow with you throughout the years. It seems that as we grow older and experience and witness hardships, all the more do we hope for this day of complete sanctification. In Genesis, we are revealed to be set apart from all creation and that we are made in the image of God. But our sin corrupted us, and we have all fallen short of our role as God's imagers, and we deal with the consequences of this until the day we die. But we are not to despair, for God's work in us is not yet complete. Revelation 21 says, Revelation 21 gives us a glimpse of how God will make all things new, restoring what was broken. It says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, and the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are faithful and true.'" Finally, at this event of new creation, our role as the imagers of God will be restored, and we will be able to truly reflect him as he originally intended for us to do, to be perfect as he is perfect. It will happen because our hope rests in Jesus and who he is. Man, what a day that will be when we will join the multitude before the throne, praising him in the new Jerusalem, restored and in the perfect presence of our Lord. Thanks for listening. I pray that you will listen to Charlie Peacock's When I Stand With You. And when you listen to it, you will be encouraged and strengthened as you respond in praise to the Lord who took the cup for you in the great exchange and promises to restore you into his likeness. Bye. The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.